Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
I love when Stephen A. talks politics. Let's see why.
He talked to America right now in saying this, okay? The lone black man on this segment is me. I don't need any of Bill O'Reilly's statistics that he just spewed to know that he's right in terms of what has been transpiring throughout in the streets of Chicago. It has been going on for years. Mm-hmm. It was going on before Obama was in office. It was going on when he was
in. And in other cities, too, not just Chicago.
Office. It's been going on since he's been in office. I recall seeing a black couple on national television asking for military assistance.
It's a lot of black people that's rocking with it. I know the narrative is they're sending the National Guard to harass black people.
Nope.
And all this other BS. But that's not the case. People want to feel safe in their neighborhoods. Black people, not just black people, everybody, but black people for sure.
That's how bad it has been in Chicago. And one administration after another has either been incapable or unwilling to do anything.
Mayor Brandon Johnson.
About it. It is shameful. And black folks in that city have been getting killed for years. And I'm disgusted at the level of ineffectiveness or unwillingness that they've.
If something is ineffective and it's not working, what's wrong with a change? What's wrong with a switch up? Yeah, I'm just going to keep doing the same thing. Yeah. What is wrong with y'all?
That they've executed and getting better things done and making it better for the law-abiding citizens in Chicago. Having said that, we got to pay attention to what Trump, we got to pay attention. Hold on, Bill. We got to pay attention to this. When he went into L.A., that was a bit excessive.
And this is why I like Stephen A. I know a lot of people act like Stephen A is switching up and they just want to hear, people just want to hear, I hate Trump, I hate Trump, I hate Trump. He's clearly holding Trump accountable. He disagrees with what Trump is doing and what Trump did in LA with the whole immigrant situation. He's holding him accountable. It was a little excessive, but it's okay to hold Trump accountable here and agree with something here. There's nothing wrong with that. And y'all let common sense get in the way of, y'all let hating Trump get in the way of common sense. Hate Trump. I can never agree with anything he does. No, this one actually makes sense. And what happened in Washington, D.C. actually supports that this makes sense.
You got a bunch of people in L.A. that were talking about stuff was going on in a 2-block radius. It could have been handled by the local PD.
And if the local PD can't handle it, guess what? Somebody needs to step in. Them people in L.A., they got to go to work. They got stuff to do. And they got these riots going on. So, yeah, Trump made some things happen. The same with D.C. and the same with Chicago and any other city. He about to hit New York, Baltimore, whatever. I think he going to send him back to L.A.
Washington, D.C., that is not a state. You understand? He has the right. It's run by the federal government. He has a right. If he wants to send the National Guard, even though the National Guard isn't trained for that. And when you send in the Marines or the Army, they're trained to kill. They're not trained to police. So you got to.
And you're absolutely right. They're not trained to police. They're not trained to police. But the police that's being trained currently aren't getting it done. And the people in charge of crime, the people that were elected as mayor, elected as governors of states, and they promise to the people they're going to keep the people safe, they're doing an awful job. So something has to happen.
Sending the right people. I get that part. But I understand his intent when you're talking about what's transpired in Washington, D.C. Chicago may very well be unlawful. But with Pritzker, you're absolutely right.
gonna do about it? It's one thing to say, Trump, don't send in the National Guard. It's another thing for the president to come out of his mouth, I'm here to help if they ask for it.
See where he going right now.
And then for you to say no and then try to implement laws.
That's literally just pride getting in the way. That's pride getting in the way. You don't want it to look like you needed some help. And you don't want Trump to be right. Orange man bad syndrome. That's all it is. Because it's not like he's trying to kick you out of your spot as governor or as mayor Brandon Johnson. He just looking to help in America's city. And that's what America should be. We should be helping each other.
In place that would prohibit him from sending help. Wait a minute. When that happens.
And I think some of these mayors, I think Brandon Johnson specifically and Governor Pritzker, they think that it'll like be a stain on their career, which it will expose them as not doing their jobs. But the residents of Chicago and people in the state of Illinois will probably be happy that they allowed Trump to come in and clean things up. I know I would.
Now you can't point the finger at Bill O'Reilly. You can't point the finger at Chris Cuomo. You can't point the finger at people that are and just say, oh, it's really not politics. Who the hell are they? It's all about politics if you're a governor and you're going to take that position. So I have no problem with you at all, Bill, calling out the governor of Illinois the way that you have.
Hey, man, shout out to Stephen A. Smith. I mean, I love that guy. And, you know, of course, he has some insane sports takes. You know, I've disagreed with plenty of his sports takes in the past. But I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. Stephen A. Smith will probably be the best option for the Democratic Party in 2028. I'm just being honest with y'all. I know it sounds crazy. I know he doesn't have a background in sports. He doesn't have a background in politics. His background is in sports. Understand that, right? I understand that. But the guy is successful, right? The guy knows how to build, right? The guy knows how to improve. I mean, he is ESPN. He is ESPN. And I think we need more guys who have been successful in the business world coming to politics, cleaning shit up, making changes. We see a lot of these guys are corrupt. We always talk about Wes Moore and Brandon Johnson. My two favorites. But they're not getting the job done. So I don't see what's wrong with doing something different. Career politicians, you know, although brilliant guys can be very likable. I totally get that, especially if you're a black man or black woman. But if they're not being effective, I don't see what's wrong with change. You got people disliking Wes Moore more and more. Yeah, you have people disliking him. You have Gavin Newsom, who I actually was a resident in California during the pandemic, and people don't like how he handled that. We're not going to get into that today. So, and these are, you know, two guys who people are looking to possibly run for president in the future. Hey, and a lot of people who have voted Democrat before, like myself, right? And they're looking more at the conservative side. You're going to have people looking at the Democratic side more if you rock with Stephen A. Smith. If you have Stephen A. Smith as a legit candidate, I'm just being honest, because the people that turned away from the Democratic Party, they're probably not going back anytime soon. So that's your best bet. Wes Moore and Gavin Newsom, they're probably not going to get those people back. I'm just being honest. You don't have to like what I'm saying, but if the goal is to win, you got to do what you got to do to win. If it's sports, you're going to put the players in that's going to make stuff happen. You're going to get the right coach that's going to make stuff happen. It's the same in politics. It's the same. You don't always have to agree with the decision, but if the goal is to win, you got to do what you got to do. I appreciate y'all watching, man. If you like that video, go ahead and hit the like button. Go ahead and subscribe to the page, man. Follow my social media, See Marty Fit on Instagram, See Marty Fit on TikTok. And what else we got? That's it. Oh, See Marty Fit on X. Less brunches, more crunches. Cop a shirt. Please support the brand, man. I got the shirts attached to my videos. Less brunches, more crunches.com. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on the next one. I'm out of here.